Okay, where the force will operate against terrorists linked to both ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'm Chris Barnes.
The University of Utah student who was killed during a carjacking being identified. University President David Pershing announced in a letter to students and staff that international students Chen Wing-Go was shot last night while his car was parked near the gate of the Red Butte Canyon. Classes at the university have been canceled today. Counseling being made available for students and staff that request it. Police are continuing the search for suspect Austin Boutain in the hills above the campus. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly speaking out against removing Confederate statues. Mark Mayfield has the story.
The retired Marine general said in a Fox News interview last night he believes it's dangerous to retroactively project current attitudes onto past events by removing statues and historical markers. Kelly said history is history when he was asked about the removal of a plaque honoring George Washington at the church where the nation's first president worshipped for many years. Leaders of the Christ Church Episcopal Church in Alexandria, Virginia, announced over the weekend that two plaques in memory of Washington and Robert E. Lee would be moved from the sanctuary. Church officials said the plaques on either side of the altar made some worshipers feel unwelcome because both men were slave owners and Lee led Confederate troops during the Civil War.
A California woman and her gun instructor are facing justice after an accused murder-for-hire plot. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The woman is accused of concocting a plan to shoot her estranged husband on a dark dirt road in Carlsbad last year and getting her gun instructor to pull the trigger. Opening statements were heard Monday in the case that left 45-year-old Greg Mulvihill dead. She's accused of convincing the instructor to hide in the bushes and shoot and kill Mulvihill with a rifle while he was sitting in his car. The woman faces 25 years to life and the instructor is facing 50 years to life if they are convicted.
Now that Netflix has decked House of Cards, Hollywood speculating the pay TV service is conjuring up a spinoff. Netflix announced yesterday 2018 is the last season for House of Cards. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! Today's show is diverse. We're going to discuss heroes, medicine, and toys for tots. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50-caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Oh, I could use some medicine about now, Colonel, especially since my VA appointment isn't until Wednesday. It may not sound like me, but I really am here, soldiering on. I must say, though, my VA healthcare experience has been great so far. And yes, I go to the VA Medical Center in Washington, D.C., where the director, Brian Hawkins, was fired in part due to staffing and management concerns.
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks serious. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and military and rested. You've been traveling, Skip. Did you have fun?
I did. I had a good time with my in-laws out on the West Coast. I wouldn't say that I'm rested, though. I mean, it's like a three-day trip there and three-day back. So if being in a minivan with three little kids is restful,
then you're rested.
Then I'm rested, without a doubt. But we had a great time, Colonel.
We're proud to have the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact as studio sponsors. They do wonderful things for people with traumatic brain injury, specifically military veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss the situation with North Korea. Our Navy has a very active Bureau of Medicine and Surgery. We'll talk about BuMed with Rear Admiral Gillingham. Then Army vet Corey Claggett will discuss United American Patriots. They help combat vets who are being punished by our military for doing their job. I know this sounds crazy, but it's true. Given that Christmas is coming soon, we'll talk with a retired Marine general who runs the great Marine program, Toys for Tots. And did you know that the University of Michigan's Dental School has a program that helps veterans and their families for no charge? We'll learn about it. Of course, we'll conclude covering last week's Service Academy football.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. Lead out, Josh.
On Monday, Vietnam veteran Gary Michael Rose received the Medal of Honor for his heroism during a secret mission into Laos. The retired Army captain and 5th Special Forces medic, who goes by Mike, is credited with risking his life on multiple occasions to treat about 70 wounded soldiers under enemy fire during Operation Tailwind. He was part of a company-sized force consisting of Americans, Vietnamese, and indigenous Montagnards that inserted 70 kilometers inside enemy-controlled Laos. Rose regularly moved through enemy fire to treat the mounting numbers of wounded, firing at the enemy in order to get to the wounded men. Once, he dragged a wounded soldier back to the company with one hand while firing at the enemy with his weapon in the other hand. A rocket-propelled grenade landed, spraying Rose with shrapnel in his back and leg and severely wounding his foot. Using a stick as a crutch, as he would for the remainder of the mission, Rose continued treating the wounded while ignoring his own painful wounds. Through it all, Rose never took time to eat, rest, or care for his own wounds while treating his fellow soldiers. On the last day of the mission, the extraction helicopters arrived, but Rose waited to board the last bird, firing at the enemy while he hobbled up the loading ramp. Shortly after takeoff, the helicopter crashed. Still dazed, Rose crawled back into the downed helicopter to pull his wounded and unconscious teammates from the wreckage. He continued to treat the injured men until another helicopter arrived on the scene to extract the men.
There's little I can add to this. Mike Rose is a real hero and a great man. Our nation is blessed to have him and others like him defending our great nation.
U.S. Representative Frederica Wilson, Democrat from Florida, made headlines when she slammed President Trump for being insensitive to the widow of a U.S. Army soldier who died in an ambush in Niger. Wilson publicly stated that when Trump spoke with U.S. Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's widow, he said her husband, quote, knew what he signed up for, but when it happens, it hurts anyway, end quote. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders slammed her comments as appalling and disgusting. And yes, the widow released a statement that the president's call did upset her, a risk that anyone takes when attempting to offer comfort at a difficult time to someone he or she doesn't know. An analysis of Congresswoman Wilson's voting record shows an unfavorable view of our military. Her voting record for veterans is overwhelmingly negative. She voted against continuing veterans benefits, including payments to widows, most of the time. She has also opposed bills that would improve VA services. The woman who said she is, quote, committed to honoring our service members, not only with words, but with deeds, end quote, opposed a bipartisan bill signed into law by President Obama to fund the VA and military in the event of a government shutdown.
I've said numerous times that the major problem our nation faces is the out-of-control hatred held by mostly members of our nation's radical left wing, like Representative Wilson. And give me a break. Why would anyone, especially the President of the United States, call a grieving widow and not be as sensitive as possible when talking to her?
CIA Director Mike Pompeo says the Iran nuclear deal has failed to permanently cut off Iran's path to a nuclear weapon, as well as thwart its Middle East terror activities. President Trump had concluded the deal had only delayed Iran's nuclear program, and that the notion that entry into the deal, quote, would curtail Iranian adventurism, the terror threat, proved to be fundamentally false, end quote. Pompeo focused on Iran's continued testing of ballistic missiles, prompting of Hezbollah to threaten Israel, and being, quote, at the center of turmoil in the Mideast, end quote. The CIA director admitted the deal's inspection provisions have made things marginally better in following Iran's nuclear activities, but said that he hoped Trump's new pressure on Iran would lead to more intrusive inspections. He also expressed concern that the exchange of nuclear technology and testing between Iran and North Korea is a major danger.
It's hard to find an instance where Iran has kept any part of any agreement that wasn't in its best interest. We should have never participated in any agreement that didn't have outside, reliable inspectors confirming compliance. I'm glad that Trump isn't kicking this danger down the road, as previous administrations have.
You recall that in June, the destroyer USS Fitzgerald was struck by the merchant ship ACX Crystal. The Fitzgerald was struck on its starboard side, tearing a 13 by 17 foot hole that flooded a berthing area housing 35 U.S. sailors. Seven sailors died. The Navy lauded a number of Fitzgerald sailors for their emergency response efforts that day. 7th Fleet Commander Vice Admiral Phil Sawyer awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal to 36 crew members who distinguished themselves for their bravery and contributions to damage control efforts. The crew members, quote, fought back against progressive flooding across 19 spaces for more than 16 consecutive hours while working under hazardous conditions due to flooding and noxious fumes, as well as the risk of electrocution. An initial report released by the Navy in August detailed the terror sailors experienced in the moments after the accident, along with the heroic efforts sailors took to save lives. Investigating Officer Rear Admiral Williams said in the report that the flooding of Berthing 2 was unavoidable, but that sailors prevented an even worse tragedy. Williams wrote, quote, "The sailors assigned to Berthing 2 should be commended for their response to the dangerous and deadly threat they faced. They fought hard in the dark of night to save their ship. Through their swift and in many cases heroic actions, members of the Fitzgerald crew saved lives," end quote. The Navy relieved the Fitzgerald's commanding officer and several others. Additional persons who shared responsibility were punished in other ways.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk with Navy Rear Admiral Gillingham about BUMED. At ease, troops, take a break. An incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Sit down with your children and make a plan for home defense. Let them know that if shooting starts, they should drop to the ground for safety. If they hear breaking glass or see a home invader, they should notify you immediately if safely possible. If they can't get to you, they should hide until the danger is over. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. We really don't know much about North Korea's nuclear or conventional military capability, much less its strategic agenda. Are their nuclear missiles reliably lethal? Are they as long-range as accurate as we're told? Are they under secure, reliable command and control? The North has says that, in the case of war, Seoul will be destroyed in minutes by at least 10,000 North Korean artillery and rocket batteries that are now aimed at them from north of the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. These weapons are said to be capable of firing 500,000 rounds within a few minutes. Thus, South Korea and its allies are supposed to be veritable hostages with no strategic choices in countering North Korea's newly enhanced nuclear threat. But is this true? Would Seoul be blown away if war broke out? Since no one can be sure of the actual weapons, disposition, or readiness of the North's threat, or the degree to which it's coordinated and accurately aimed, we're just guessing. Much less do we, the public, know how well North Korea's guns have been pre-targeted by American and South Korean planes, counter-batteries, missiles, special ops forces, or other options. Seoul, South Korea's capital city, has a population of 10 million. Indeed, Greater Seoul, with a population of about 24 million, is sprawled out over about 250 square miles. The idea that the North Korean military could destroy the world's third most populated metropolitan area in minutes with conventional weapons is, well, doubtful. There's little question that they could do great damage, but destroy it, even most of it? Nah, I don't think so. Let's look at a somewhat similar situation in Israel as that nation deals with the threat of destruction by its enemies. The Iranians now claim that their Hezbollah agents in Lebanon have targeted 80,000 rockets at Tel Aviv. Israel's enemies bragged that together they could bombard the tiny country with 200,000 rockets and missiles in a matter of minutes should Israel ever again go to war. In the 2006 Lebanon War, Hezbollah and terrorist forces on the West Bank boasted they had launched over 8,000 rockets into Israeli cities. Okay, Israel said the number was about 4,000, but that's still a lot. The entire population of Israel in 2006 was then less than half of Greater Seoul. Yet in total, maybe 50 Israelis lost their lives to its rocket attacks in 2006. The rocket strategy of Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas had little impact on the Israeli military operations, nor did it much impact Israel's strategic options. Seoul is very likely vulnerable to conventional artillery or rocket strikes, but statements that the city would be destroyed in minutes by North Korea and therefore the South Korean government is now held hostage in its military choices seems unlikely, untrue. We're told that China has few choices in restraining North Korea's nuclear arsenal, but without Chinese money, trade, and technology, North Korea would today have no nuclear-tipped missiles. Beijing enjoys playing dumb as it unleashes North Korea to threaten the West and consume American time, money, and military resources in Asia and the Pacific. In truth, China has lots of leverage over North Korea. The American options for pressuring the Chinese and North Koreans, short of war, are said to be few. Most likely, they're almost limitless. First, we could expel rich elites of the Chinese Communist Party and their children from U.S. soil and universities. We could ban Chinese citizens from buying U.S. property. America could ratchet up trade sanctions against China and embargo or blockade all commerce with North Korea. We could declare solidarity with India in its border disputes with China, organize the South Pacific and Asian countries to resist China's illegal building of bases in the Spratly Islands, and work with Russia over mutual worries about Chinese expansionism. Massive new regional missile defense efforts might result in neither China nor North Korea maintaining a first strike capability over its neighbors. The last ditch lever probably is allowing Japan, South Korea, or even Taiwan to go nuclear. America's problems with North Korea would pale in comparison to China's dilemma in dealing with three democratic nuclear states nearby. And it's not set in stone that either South Korea or the U.S. must spend the rest of eternity targeted with nuclear missiles by an unhinged dynasty in North Korea. There are economic, military, and diplomatic options other than an all-out war that can dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons, our strategic goal. We are in the middle, not at the end, of a long North Korea crisis, but we need to ensure that worries over how the crisis escalates will be all Chinese and North Korean and not our own. But our top priority is to ensure that North Korea does not have any nuclear capability because they are nuts enough to use it. And those are my comments. Hey, this is just in. The Bob Woodruff Foundation's Stand Up for Heroes event in the theater at Madison Square Garden will be on the 7th of November. Details at bobwoodwardfoundation.org. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom now with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
There's a movie coming out this weekend called Thank You for Your Service. This movie is based on the book by David Finkel, which chronicles the lives of the 216th Infantry Battalion after they returned home from Iraq and the struggles they face in readjusting to life stateside. The film sets out to depict the tragedy of veteran struggles with PTSD and suicide. The movie chronicles the soldiers as they go home from a particularly rough deployment. Each struggle to adjust to normal life again, complete with the awkwardness between a returning soldier and his wife. You know, we're all used to seeing those nice YouTube welcome home videos. But as one viewer put it, We never see the awkward silence on the car ride home, as two young adults have been apart for a year of their young lives, realize that neither of them are quite the same as they were when they last saw each other. You know, this movie may not be perfect. PTSD and depression don't often manifest themselves in dynamic ways that make for a good movie. Jason Hall, who also wrote American Sniper before writing this screenplay, chose to depict this in a more abbreviated manner, taking moments that were larger than they may have been for these soldiers in real time. The movie also attempts to show how truly limited their support network really is from both the military and the VA. Folks, this isn't a date night movie, and if you've lost someone to suicide, you might want to head to theaters with some friends that get it. But it's still an important movie to see. A medically retired Marine veteran said, "You don't have to get every detail of being in the military or every facet of the veteran experience exactly right to tell a story like this in the way it needs to be told. There are people who will watch this movie unaware of how frustrating it can be to seek help through the VA and have their eyes open for the first time to the idea that being a veteran isn't all about being thanked at Applebee's on Veterans Day. There are people who have never felt the nagging pain that comes with losing a friend, the guilt that comes with wishing you'd called a day earlier or stopped by his room in the barracks just to check in. These people need stories like this to show them that this is a problem we can't solve with just hashtags on Twitter. These people need a story like this. And frankly, I think we all need a story like this. Thank You for Your Service opens this weekend, and I hope you have a chance to see it. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk Navy medicine with Rear Admiral Gillingham. Then we'll discuss how our military is jailing combat troops for doing their duty. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups, 50 of them, then stand at ease. On Veterans Day, visit any of Spartan Nash's 159 grocery stores in 10 states, and all veterans and active duty service members will receive 11% off all regular priced items. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our military heroes, and this November 11th, we want to show our gratitude.
Thank you for your service.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I work every day with people who are truly dedicated, that truly come to work every day, that want to save lives and help people get on the pathway to recovery as well as become more resilient.
The head of FEMA, Brock Long, testifying in front of the Senate today. He says the ongoing recovery from the recent hurricanes and big wildfires likely costing about $200 million a day. Long called the rash of natural disasters unprecedented. He's also said he's never seen a more disturbing disaster than the California wildfires. The FBI announces they're looking into how a small Montana energy company got a $300 million contract to restore power to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Bureau has opened a preliminary probe into the contract to Whitefish Energy Holdings. The company had just two full-time employees when Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. After the contract came under scrutiny, Puerto Rico's governor moved to cancel it. USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24 Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24 Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24 Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, do please send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The Eisenhower Center and After the Impact really help our troops who suffer from traumatic brain injury. They also help professional athletes and first responders. These are great people. Learn more at eisenhowercenter.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome to Frontlines of Freedom U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Gillingham. We met in August at the Oshkosh Air Show. The Admiral works for BUMED, the Navy's Bureau of Medicine, and I think more. So I guess I should say welcome aboard, Admiral.
Well, thank you, Colonel. Not bad for a West Point graduate.
I'm glad you're cutting me a little slack there. Admiral, start by telling us about your military service and your training in medicine. I presume one came before the other. Talk to us about how you got where you are now.
Certainly. I was very fortunate. When I applied to medical school following college, I was accepted by the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, which is the really America's medical school. It's tri-service, where medical students from Army, Air Force, and Navy are commissioned as ensigns or second lieutenants and then go through a four-year program and then graduate. I graduated as lieutenant, and the Army and Air Force graduate as captains. But terrific training. And then went straight from the uniformed services to a surgical residency out in San Diego, which is my home, and then served as a undersea and diving medical officer after about 6 months of special training, working with our special warfare officers or teams in Puerto Rico.
Did you pick military service because you have that in your family background or just because it sounded cool or what?
Well, a number of things. My father was a Navy physician. He served aboard Cold War-era ballistic missile submarine. And when he would talk about his medical career, he always seemed to focus on the time that he had spent in the Navy in terms of the relationships and the impact that he felt that he had had. So when it time came to apply to medical school, it seemed like a perfect fit for me. Brother was also a line officer and encouraged me to try the Navy. And growing up in San Diego, of course, there was a very distinct Navy influence, and I also liked the Navy uniforms the best. So.
Well, we have something else in common. I'm a California boy. I grew up in Los Angeles, so we'll have to talk about that another time. So you are now the number two guy at BUMED, am I right?
Actually, number three. We have a Surgeon General who is a three-star admiral. We have a deputy surgeon general who's a two-star. I'm also a two-star, but I'm one of what's called the deputy chiefs. We have three deputy chiefs. The other two are civilians. And I'm in charge of all of our readiness and health care operations.
Okay. All I know about BUMED is that it's medical. And that's saying a lot. It's also saying nothing. Talk to us about what the Bureau of Medicine, and I don't think that's the complete title, is and does for our Navy.
Yeah, the full thank you, Colonel. The full title is Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, and we're essentially the headquarters for Navy medicine. So the Surgeon General, who is also the chief of BUMED, oversees policy and advocacy for Navy medicine within the Beltway, working with the other services. About 5 years ago, the Defense Health Agency was created, And we work closely with the Defense Health Agency to coordinate all of the care that we give, both in our military treatment facilities, i.e. our hospitals and clinics, as well as the care that we provide out in the fleet and with the Marine Corps.
That's right. The Marines are part of the Navy, and therefore there aren't Marine doctors there, or lawyers for that matter, I don't think. They're all Navy people serving with them, right?
Correct. We consider it a true privilege to be able to provide medical care to America's 911 force, the Marine Corps. So, for example, when I deployed to Iraq in 2004, it was deploying to a Marine Corps medical logistics group, and which oversaw the medical unit that I was part of in Fallujah.
So your docs, and not just the commissioned officers, but your Navy medics and all those kind of folks serve not only all over the fleet, but all over the Marine Corps. Am I right?
That's correct. So we have two ways. We have what we call the organic force. So we have, as I speak to you right now, we have Navy corpsmen, the equivalent of an Army medic, embedded within active Marine Corps units, as well as battalion surgeons, for example. In the event that a deployment occurs and that support needs to be augmented, we draw from our medical treatment facilities. So I was serving as an orthopedic surgeon at Naval Medical Center San Diego when I deployed in 2004, and myself and about 69 others left Balboa and went to various Marine Corps units in Anbar Province to provide medical care for the Marines that were there.
This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're discussing our Navy's BUMED with Rear Admiral Gillingham. I suspect, sir, that you, the corporate you, BUMED, is always looking for more doctors, more medics, more medical at all levels and kinds of things. Am I right?
Correct.
Therefore, if someone's listening and they're sort of interested, whether they're just kids in high school or people in college or perhaps already medical practitioners, doctors or otherwise, how would they proceed?
Well, the first place to start is just to go to Navy.com, and I think you can see the range of positions that are available within, in our case, the healthcare field. And those range from the Navy corpsmen that I mentioned, who actually have many opportunities to specialize, to become advanced laboratory techs or X-ray technicians and that sort of thing, all the way to the scholarship opportunities, for example, the uniformed services that you know, I was a commissioned officer receiving a salary as a medical student in return for an obligation of 7 years. And we also have students who attend private and civilian medical schools who are there on a scholarship for a four-year obligation. So there are many different avenues into Navy medicine, but I would say that if you're a motivated individual who would like to serve a cause much greater than themselves, Navy medicine is a great place to look.
Admiral, we've got a couple more minutes left. Would you take a minute and just tell us an example of your life, of something that you have done as a Navy doc that still makes you feel good inside?
Well, I could choose from any number of examples because Navy has put me in a position repeatedly to use my skills to the maximum and has helped me develop those skills both within the clinical care that I've delivered but also in terms of becoming a leader and in contributing to this great team that is Navy medicine. But I'll give you one specific example. I feel very privileged to have been the officer in charge of a surgical shock trauma platoon was in Takadam, Iraq, which is just on the outskirts of Fallujah on one side and Ramadi on the other. And we were there during the second invasion of Fallujah. And I just could not have been prouder to be in a position to provide combat casualty care to true heroes of our nation who were involved in that military action. And what was really memorable is how the whole team came together, from our most junior corpsmen to our nurses to our administrators, to make that small unit very effective. And like many other units that have served in our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, we had a very high survival rate. And I think that that's attributed to our researchers who gave us the tools and products to use in the field in that environment to those who trained us and those who received the patients that we care for at higher echelons of care. Truly a tri-service effort, and I was just very, very proud to be part of that.
Sir, I totally understand that, because that's the essence of what almost every military unit wants to feel like, and when they do their job well, that is what they do feel like. So you could have been speaking for Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, anybody, and thank you for doing that. Admiral, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I really appreciate you.
A true privilege, Colonel. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. It's not summer anymore, troops, but go out in your lawn or in your basement if you have to. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then do 20 more sit-ups and take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Corey Claggett from United American Patriots. Corey's got quite a story. I won't try to summarize it now. Welcome back, Corey. Glad to have you aboard.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be back again.
Corey, start by talking about the mission of United American Patriots, and then tell us your story.
Our mission is any service member that has been unlawfully charged or unlawfully convicted of crimes during combat, which signifies war crimes, I guess you could call it, we 100% pay the legal fees so the family and the soldiers don't have to worry about making any kind of lawyer payments. We get civilian attorneys so they don't have to rely on fresh out of law school military attorneys who have no experience whatsoever with murder cases. And that's our main mission. Well, on top of that main mission, there's a bi-mission, and if a soldier is convicted, we continue to pay the attorney fees for the appeals court, and if someone is denied in their appeals court, we can then appeal it, and we pay for that. And then you have a second level court system, and if they deny, we can appeal that as well, and we continue to take the case, even if their case is exhausted, and we constantly fight for clemency and parole every year. We send the soldiers, Marine, any service member, monthly allowance to buy, you know, underwear, hygiene items, put money on their books for phone calls. And when they get out, once we get them out, which we will, because I'm proof positive that we can get you out, we set you up with $5,000 so you can get yourself situated in an apartment or a vehicle or anything that you may need.
So what you're talking about, Corey, and we're going to find out a little more details as you give us your story, we're not talking about somebody who just did something stupid. We're talking about somebody who is doing his duty to the best of his ability in combat and somehow got charged criminally for doing his duty. Tell us your story.
Okay, my story happened May 9th, 2006. We had a bi-mission with the Iraqi Army, and my commander was a Colonel Michael Steele. He was in Black Hawk Down. He was a captain in that movie, and if people listening have seen that movie, and if you recognize the Captain Steele, I'll let you form your own opinion on his leadership skills. Well, anyway, he designated our company as the company to assault this terrorist training compound, which was near an old Saddam Hussein chemical complex. And, you know, we went through this initial stage where we came off the Chinook and we cleared this area of field and didn't find nothing. But however, we saw three men fleeing from the scene in a boat, and an Apache came over and just ripped them up and killed them. And all of a sudden our LT says, hey, third squad, which was my squad, he's like, hey, we got to wrap it up. We got to follow on mission. We saw some buildings. We got to go search. And so third squad gets on one Black Hawk, second squad, which was the Overwatch squad, got on another one. So it's two Black Hawks flying, and we identify four buildings, and we circle around, and as soon as we land, by the time we enter the first building, there's these three military-aged males, which was, by the way, our ROE was to kill all military-aged males, period. Now, there was three males kneeling, hiding behind these two women, use them as shields. And we would have been legally allowed to kill the women, to kill these military-aged males, which we did not, because we are Army soldiers who were trained right not to kill innocent. So we pulled them out. We detained them. We searched the rest of the area. I looked at the one of the other houses through my scope, and I saw a guy peek out of the house and go back in. And I informed my squad leader, hey, we got a guy over here, and I could have killed that guy right then and there, and I didn't. So I tell my squad leader, so he puts the heavier machine gun, the 240, up on the hill, and he grabs myself, Huntaker, who ended up being the other shooter, and another guy. And so as we assault this house, this guy comes out, this older military-aged male comes out with a baby in front of him, holding him in front of his face so he wouldn't kill him. and we tried to shoot him in the legs, and he brings the baby down. So he's using his baby as a portable little baby-sized shield, and we ended up grabbing the baby and punching the guy for being a coward, and we detain him, and we bring him back over to where the other three were. And I heard my lieutenant, I was standing right next to him and my squad leader, when they reported that there was one KIA, because that gunfire came from, there was a guy in a window I didn't see, but he was in a window with an AK. That's all we needed to see, and the fact that he was of military age. So the squad engaged him as soon as we got off the helicopter. Now, we informed higher command that we had one KIA and four detainees, and the response that came over the net, I heard it with my own ears, was, why the F do you have detainees? You need to kill them. You have a follow-on mission in 5 minutes. And my platoon leader and squad leader looked at each other, and my platoon leader told them, let's get it done. My squad leader, a third squad, pulled us together in a house and said, hey, our chain of command wants us to do this. Who wants to do it? Nobody said anything. So my squad leader, as an E6, appoints me as a PFC and appoints William Hunsaker, a specialist, as the guys to cut these three detainees loose and kill them, which we did, which I did not think anything of it. I did not think it was unlawful, because my rule of engagement was to kill all military-age males. And for those who do not know, a rule of engagement is orders that have to be verified by military attorneys. So they are lawful orders. And I believe in my heart I was following my lawful orders, whether or not I detained them or not. And we were cleared of two investigations of any wrongdoing because we were following our ROE. However, a third investigation was initiated by the CID of the Army, which is those who do not know, like the FBI. And they asked us who gave us the orders to kill those detainees, and we told us Colonel Michael Steele. They went to talk to him. He completely and utterly denied ever giving an order of that nature. So, long story short, rolls downhill. Excuse my American. And they believed the word of a full-bird colonel instead of a staff sergeant, a specialist, and a private. And that is my story. And I was convicted of two counts of premeditated murder, one count of conspiracy to commit murder, count of murder, obstruction of justice, and I believe that was it. And I would have been out, a third of my sentence would have been 6 years, and the other shooter got the same charges, the same sentence as I did. He was paroled at 6 years, first try. My squad leader was paroled his first try. His case got overturned. He got back pay. He was promoted to E7. He used all that back pay to shoot drugs, ended up getting AIDS. The Army still honorably discharged him so that he can treat his AIDS with VA health care. However, I was denied parole four different times until United American Patriots got me a different attorney. And the very first time I went up with this new attorney, they granted me parole.
Well, folks, that's a typical story of what United American Patriots does. Corey was the junior man in that squad, and he obeyed the orders of the people above him. He did the job he thought he was supposed to do, and the Army jailed him for 10 years. That's what I like about United American Patriots. That's why I asked Corey to join us today. Corey, thank you for taking the time to share that. God bless you, bro. I'm glad we're working together.
Thank you very much, Colonel, and you've become a good friend of mine, and thanks for having me on the show.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour meeting retired Marine General Osmond, who runs the great Marine effort, Toys for Tots. Remember, Christmas is coming. Then we'll hear about how a university's dental school has a program to help vets with all kinds of problems for free. Naturally, we'll cover Service Academy football and, oh yeah, Army won last week. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops go outside and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud to be an American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I work every day with people who are truly dedicated, that truly come to work every day, that want to save lives and help people get on the pathway to recovery as well as become more resilient.
The head of FEMA, Bronc Long, testifying in front of the Senate today. He says the ongoing recovery from the recent hurricanes and big wildfires likely costing about $200 million a day. Long called the rash of natural disasters unprecedented. He's also said he's never seen a more disturbing disaster than the California wildfires. The FBI announces they're looking into how a small Montana energy company got a $300 million contract to restore power to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Bureau has opened a preliminary probe into the contract to Whitefish Energy Holdings. The company had just two full-time employees when Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. After the contract came under scrutiny, Puerto Rico's governor moved to cancel it. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Wall Street observers say it could be a record year for bonuses for those who work on Wall Street. Chris Barnes with the report.
Those who work on the street can expect those bigger bonuses thanks to the surging stock market, which is up 18% this year. Securities profits were up to $12.3 billion for the first half of the year, as compared with $9.3 billion for the same period last year. So analysts say they're expecting bonuses to top last year's average of nearly $140,000. I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. home price index hit an all-time high in August. Home prices in August rose 6.1% on the Standard & Poor's most broad indicator. Economists had been expecting a 5.8% increase. Analysts say home price increases appear to be unstoppable, with home prices reaching new all-time highs. Home prices in 20 cities across the U.S.